work perfection, which is not possible. It's just not. So there's that end, but on the other end, there's being babied and being told you're special even if you're not, and being told you're good even if it's not your thing. And I'm not saying that there are some people who are inherently better than others. I actually don't believe that. I think everybody has their thing that they're good at. But if you're doing something and you're not excelling in it, why would you want to believe that you are? Why wouldn't you want to actually excel in it and know what that feels like? And that's a mentality that I grew up with in all facets of my life. And I'm grateful that I grew up with in all facets of my life, especially music. And you see that mentality in sports a lot. Be the best or don't be out there. And I think that mentality should transfer over to other things better. Maybe Fletcher in Whiplash doesn't quite do it the right way, but that mentality needs to be there to be good. He tells a story about Charlie Parker, who's a famous jazz drummer who wasn't himself until he had who wasn't as great as he could have been until he had a cymbal chucked at his head by another jazz great, which is the point. The point is that in order to be great, you have to push yourself. And like it or not, like his methods or not, Terrence Fletcher pushes Andrew Niemann in a really, really deplorable way, using curse words that can't be repeated on the air, attacking his family structure, which I think is the worst thing about that movie, and I think it's what really sets Niemann off. But it works. At the end of the film, you have this incredible jazz drummer wowing an entire audience at Carnegie Hall in a performance that was meant to be his downfall. But, so you can interpret that one of two ways. You can interpret it as Niemann sticking up to Fletcher and really showing him that he is stronger than all the abuse Fletcher has given him. Or you can interpret it how I do, I think, which is that Fletcher kind of broke Niemann. Not in a bad way, but he got through and he really instilled the fact that he was doing this to make Niemann great. And he does become great. We don't know what happens at the end of the film, after the film is over and after that performance ends, but we know that Niemann is officially, even in the eyes of Fletcher, a good drummer, a great drummer. And he says at the beginning of the film, "You're here for a reason. You'd better believe that." And you got to do something to bring that out, is how I feel about it. So do with that what you will. I think it's important to push people a little bit. And when you're not good some of the time, when you're not great most of the time, being good and being great means a lot more. It is 1:01 a.m. on Monday morning. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. We'll maybe have some more movie talk coming up in a little bit. But for now, let's get in the holiday spirit on the jazz topic. One of my favorite jazz artists, Vince Guaraldi, the Vince Guaraldi Trio, famous for doing all of the work for the Charlie Brown specials. So here is Linus and Lucy.
Children sleeping, snow is softly falling. Dreams are calling like bells in the distance. We magic slipped away. We find it all again on Christmas Day. Believe in what your heart is saying. Hear the melody that's playing. There's no time to waste. There's so much to celebrate. Believe in what you feel inside and give your dreams the wings. Seems that we have lost our way. We find ourselves again on Christmas Day. Believe in what your heart is saying. Hear the melody that's playing. There's no time to waste. There's so much to celebrate. Believe in what you feel inside and give your dreams the
That was Believe from the Polar Express movie soundtrack. Really, running with a lot of movie soundtracks tonight. And before that was Linus and Lucy from A Charlie Brown Christmas or Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown. Really, any Charlie Brown special. Really great Christmas time music. I'm excited. I don't know who else is excited. I know many of us just spent a week or so with family. I did, away from campus. It was fantastic. But really, I'm getting excited for that uninterrupted time with family, away from work for a little bit, away from school, whatever worries you might have, at least for a little bit. I know Christmas in my household is kind of the moment in the year where everything kind of falls into place every year without fail. You know, we have the same rituals every morning. we keep doing the same traditions. We always watch home movies, and we've done that. And the older I get, 19 now, the more I appreciate the time with the rest of my family. It means a lot to a lot of people. And it's easy to forget that with a lot going on with, with school or work or whatever it is. So just remember to slow down a little bit around the holidays. And don't slow down so that you can buy people presents. Slow down so that you can spend time with them and remember why you love those people in the first place. And I feel like playing more Christmas music for a little bit. So here's a classic. Here is the Christmas song, Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire, whatever you want to call it, by Nat King Cole.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Snow. And may all your Christmases be well.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
That was Penny Lane by the Beatles. And before that, you heard White Christmas by Bing Crosby. And before that, The Christmas Song by Nat King Cole. Don't know why Penny Lane was in there. I know we were playing Christmas music, but I heard a rendition of that song the other day, and thought you might enjoy hearing the original. So, when we come back from a little bit more music, we're going to talk about some Christmas movies. I'm really feeling the Christmas bug right now. Really excited to get into the season. So we'll talk about some of my favorites, some of my least favorites. And if you have any opinions, I'd love to talk to you. I'd also love to find somebody who knows more about Christmas movies than I do, except Hallmark Christmas movies. Those don't count. Those are an entity in and of themselves. But when we come back, favorite Christmas movies. And these are movies that may be centered around Christmas or maybe just happen to happen during Christmas time. Thinking of one very particular movie here. I'd be surprised if nobody listening couldn't get that. But for now, we'll have a little bit more music. Here's some Sam Smith.
You must think that I'm stupid. You must think that I'm a fool. You must think that I'm new to this. But I have seen this all before. I'm never gonna let you close to me, even though you mean the most to me. Cause every time I open up it hurts. So I'm never gonna get too close to you, even when I mean the most to you. In case you go and leave me in the dirt. But every time you hurt me, the less that I cry. And every time you leave me, the quicker these tears dry. And every time you walk out, the less I love you. Baby, we don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbye.
I'm way too good at goodbye.
I'm way too good at goodbye. I'm heartless. I know you're thinking I'm cold. I'm just protecting my innocence. I'm just protecting my soul. I'm never gonna let you close to me, even though you mean the most to me. Cause every time I open up it hurts. So I'm never gonna get too close to you, even when I mean the most to you. In case you go and leave me in the dirt. But every time you hurt me, the less that I cry. And every time you leave me, the quicker these tears dry. And every time you walk out, the less I love you. Baby, we don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbye.
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 No way that you'll see me cry.
No way that you'll see me cry.
I'm way too good at goodbye.
I'm way too good at goodbye.
No. No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, and every time you walk out, the less I love you. Baby, we don't stand a chance. It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbyes.
Tried to keep you close to me, but life got in between. Tried to square not being there, but thinking I should have been.
Hold back the river, let me look in your eyes. Hold back the river so I can stop for a minute and see where you are.
look in your eyes. Hold back the river so I can stop for a minute and be by your side. Hold back the river.
Means Merry Christmas to you. Bon Natale to everyone. Happy New Year and lots of fun. Bon Natale, may all your wishes come true. Bon Natale in Italy means a Merry Christmas to you.
Far away across the sea, in sunny Italy, there's a quaint little town that a clock has been wound for over a century.
They don't know the time or year, and no one seems to care. And this is the reason the Christmas season is celebrated all year.
Oh, Bon Natale, a Merry Christmas to you. Bon Natale to everyone. Happy New Year and lots of fun. Bon Natale, may all your wishes come true. Bon Natale in Italy
means Merry Christmas to you.
The drums and the guitars all faded. Was the best they could do good enough? Or did the heartland just swallow them up? How did my mom and my dad ever do it? If there were struggles and we never knew it, I guess they had each other and that was enough. You know you can't keep the ground from shaking. No matter how hard you try, you can't keep the sunsets from like there's no such thing as a broken heart. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. What am I gonna tell my kids when they see all of this bullshit that goes down on TV? When the whole world is down on its luck, I gotta make sure they keep their chin up. Cry when it hurts, laugh when it's funny. Chase after the dream, don't chase after the money. And no, we got each other. That's what's up. Cause you can't keep the ground from shaking. No matter how hard you try, you can't keep the sunsets from fading. You gotta treat your life like you're jumping off a rope swing, baby, cause the whole thing's really just a shot in the dark. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. Such thing as a broken heart. Cause you can't keep the ground from shaking. No matter how hard you try, you can't keep
like there's no such thing as a broken heart.
That was No Such Thing as a Broken Heart by Old Dominion. Going in reverse order a little ways back, Bon Natale by Nat King Cole, Hold Back the River by The Amalgamates, and Too Good at Goodbyes by Sam Smith. Again, I said at the beginning of this, what hour it's been now, this was going to be a really weird mix of music, and we're going to continue that, and we're going to go back to some Christmas music. This is some Burl Ives.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. And in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die. Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
Thank you.
That was Married Life, the opener from the movie Up by Pixar. And before that was an instrumental version of Sleigh Ride by the Boston Pops Orchestra. And before that was A Holly Jolly Christmas by Burl Ives. Back to Up for a minute. I know that I am no longer of, quote, the Pixar age. I am not 10. I'm not between the ages of 8 and 12, let's say. However, I still willingly watch Pixar movies over and over again because I think they're fantastic. This past Wednesday, my family watched Inside Out. Not that my family is a bunch of younger children. We are between the ages of 17 and 23. We watched it with my cousin, who is 30, and it was fantastic. They never get old, which is the thing, which is really kind of the beauty of a Pixar movie. But back on the topic of movies, before my time here runs out, I want to talk a little bit about Christmas movies and what the best Christmas movies are. In terms of, I think, quality of movie, hands down, Die Hard. But the argument can be made about whether or not that's really a Christmas movie. I don't really know. I think it is, just because it's such a great movie and I want to include it in every favorite movie list. But I think if we're talking about true Christmas movies, and I think everybody knows what that really means, I don't think I can pick a favorite. But if I had to choose between two, it would probably be between Elf and the animated version of How the Grinch Stole Christmas. The Grinch holds a special place in my heart. Earlier I was talking about my violin teacher. Something that I would have to do every week for his lessons would be to memorize a poem, an entire poem, and recite it for him, being very dramatic. And one week around Christmas time, about 9 years ago, 8 or 9 years ago, I decided in one week to memorize the entire book for How the Grinch Stole Christmas. And I had always been obsessed with the movie. I loved the song. And it's just so great. It's the most fun way to spend a half an hour on Christmas Eve. And I plan on doing that in a couple of weeks when exams and such are nothing but a distant memory. Elf, on the other hand, is a very different kind of good. It's the only wholesome Will Ferrell movie, Will Ferrell comedy that exists. Not the only wholesome Will Ferrell movie, but probably the only wholesome Will Ferrell comedy. And it's great. It's really just an hour and a half of stupid laughs, but stupid laughs that aren't cheap. The whole premise could have been done very poorly, and they did it very well. The inappropriate jokes were tastefully reserved, we'll say. So I think for me, those are probably my two favorites. I don't imagine many people at this hour are up for calling, but if you are, I still have a little bit of time on the air. 855-915-9636. I'd love to hear what you think. And we'll get back to a little bit of music for our last 10 minutes. Here's some Pentatonix.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty in the moonlight overthrew you.
tied you to the kitchen chair. She broke your throne and she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
That was Hallelujah by Pentatonix. Kind of an appropriate name considering they are now one member short, but we're not going to get into that tonight. That about does it for me tonight. It's 1:52 on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Big thanks to Game Haddad and the Dead of Night Show for giving me an opportunity to relax, play some music for you. And I have one more song to leave you with, not really in the season, but really enjoyable song. Don't feel like playing anything too rowdy at 1:50 in the morning. If you want to hear more of this kind of music, a lot more, call it banter, with my co-DJ DJ Slips, tune in Wednesdays 2 to 3, anything and everything. We'd love to have you listen, have you call in, make requests about what you want to hear. But for now, here is my last song for the night. This is Jealous by Labyrinth. Hope you all have a wonderful week.
Of the rain that falls upon your skin, it's closer than my hands have been. I'm jealous of the rain. I'm jealous of the wind that ripples through your clothes. It's closer than your shadow. Oh, I'm jealous of the wind. 'Cause I wished you the best of all this world could give. And I told you when you left me, there's nothing to forgive. But I always thought you'd come back. Tell me all you found was heartbreak and misery. It's hard for me to say I'm jealous of the way you're happy without me. I'm jealous of the nights that I don't spend with you. I'm wondering who you lay next to. Oh, I'm jealous of the night. I'm jealous of the love, love that wasn't here, gone for someone else to share. Oh, I'm jealous of the love. 'Cause I wished you the best of all this world could give. And I told you when you left me, there's nothing to forgive. But I always thought you'd come back. Tell me all you found was heartbreak and misery. It's hard for me to say I'm jealous of the way you're happy without me.
As I sink in the sand, watch you slip through my hands. Oh, all I do is cry behind the smile. I wished you